KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, the high around 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news, a Montgomery County man was arrested this morning on theft and criminal mischief charges. Red Oak police say 29-year-old Benjamin William Harabic of Red Oak was arrested at the intersection of North 2nd and East Market Streets just after 2:30 a.m. He was charged with theft in the fifth degree and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Harabic was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And a man with numerous withdrawals in effect and a suspended driver's license was arrested again Monday evening in Red Oak. 47-year-old Robbie Dale Lukehart of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended. He was taken into custody at around 5 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his cash bond was set at $300. A chase that began early Monday morning in Cass County ended with one person injured and two others taken into custody. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren said the chase began at around 1 a.m. when Deputy Ben Bartholomew tried to stop a vehicle on Highway 6 by State Radio north of Lewis and continued eastbound into Atlantic.
Went northbound on Poplar, then it went down 2nd Street on Highway 83 through Marnie into Walnut.
The chase, which also involved Cass County Deputies Josh McLaren and Kyle Quist, ended after one of the deputies performed a pit maneuver. That's a precision immobilization technique.
He was attempting to go to enter the interstate going the wrong direction, and he was pitted.
Two of the vehicle's occupants tried to flee, but they were soon taken into custody. Deputies arrested 23-year-old Jennifer Rose Passarelli of Council Bluffs on a felony charge of falsifying public documents, possession of a controlled substance, and interference with official acts. 37-year-old Nicholas Thomas Rohrberg, also from Council Bluffs, was arrested on a felony charge of falsifying public documents and interference with official acts. Both were transported to the Cass County Jail, where they awaited a hearing before a magistrate.
The driver was found unconscious, and he was taken to a hospital in Omaha.
And he'll be taken into custody once he's released from the hospital. The sheriff says two of the men in the car had warrants for their arrest out of Pottawatomie County. The incident remains under investigation. Additional information is expected later on. A Cass County teen suffered minor injuries during a rollover accident Monday morning west of Atlantic. Cass County Deputy Bill Harris told KJAN News 16-year-old Jacob Steffen of rural Griswold complained of neck pain following the accident and was transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. The teen was traveling south on Highway 6 at around 7:45 a.m. when he fell asleep at the wheel of the car he was driving. The vehicle left the road on the AT&T curve and traveled into the south ditch where it came to rest in the tall grass. The vehicle sustained $1,500 damage. No citations were issued. Cass County deputies were assisted at the scene by Lewis Fire and Rescue, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, an Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement officer, and the Cass County Emergency Management Agency. And in an update to our reports over the weekend, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday four people suffered minor injuries during a collision Saturday evening south of Elkhorn. Vehicles driven by 71-year-old Susan Anderson of Elkhorn and 21-year-old Dustin Goodridge of Henderson collided at the intersection of Highway 173 and 400th Street. When Anderson tried to turn left onto 400th Street as she was traveling north on Highway 173. Her 2007 Ford Freestar van was hit by Goodridge's southbound 2001 Ford Taurus. Anderson and a passenger in her vehicle, 82-year-old Charles Anderson, also of Elkhorn, were transported to Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Goodridge and his passenger, 21-year-old Carly Reeves of Carroll, were transported to the Cass County Hospital. All of the injuries were described as minor. Officials say Susan Anderson was cited for failure to yield upon making a left turn. Both vehicles were totaled in that crash. In the funeral announcements, Helen Dahme, age 97, of Adair, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Dahme will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. John Bierbaum, age 57, of Griswold, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for John Bierbaum will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Neil Joseph Pesci, age 67, of Portsmouth, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Neil Pesci will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald J. Reinertsen, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Donald Reinertsen will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Edward Ed Zeno Linen, age 81 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Ed Linen will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.